Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a heat dome plus French poo and the oldest sisters on the way in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals, based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have 0 blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like I think he's gonna light a fart.
He's gotta be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No!
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Guys, you got to see this one.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Check local listings, but really, really hot and humid.
Yeah, it's very hot in a lot of spots right now.
All the way up the East Coast, they're having some trouble.
What do they call it?
Midwest.
The heat hat. What is it again?
Heat hat. Heat index.
I tell you this.
No, the heat hat.
I like the term the heat hat. I
know the heat. That. What is it? The heat
index.
No. There's like some heat dome.
Is it anybody want to jump in here? And I was earlier this year old when I realized that the plural of index.
Indices.
Indices.
That's I didn't
exactly
know
right.
That.
Indices.
You know,
I don't even know how to spell it. I-N-D-I...
That's where the boats are.
Indices.
Where would you have a boat in Indices, Tom, if you thought about it?
Well,
or
when
is
I
it
lived,
in the Gulf?
When I lived in the southern Florida area.
Yes.
More central Florida.
Uh-huh.
There's Orlando, and you head kind of northeast, and I ended up in DeLand, Florida.
In DeLand, you say?
Yes.
That's weird.
Why do they call it DeLand?
Well, it's not too far from DeC.
Hey!
That's where the indices are for the boats.
This is from...
We were in Des Moines, which is near the farm.
We near looked more
that
up.
But that was beautiful country. Nice rolling
hills. Silos and smokestacks.
What was Moines?
What did that mean? Look it up.
Moth?
Monk?
Monkery. That's right.
Now, speaking of monks, they're usually French, and we were in France for the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
And there's a funny story. The mayor, I believe also Macron.
Is he
the prime minister or the president, whatever he is? He said he would swim in the Seine because some of the marathon events, I guess, are going to take place.
Triathlon, yep.
In the Seine, but there's concern about,
sharks.
E. coli.
And sharks.
And yes. But there's a protest movement, literally, and you want to explain what I'm talking about here?
The protesters in Paris have somehow figured it out. They put pen to paper and got a calculator and a protractor and some colored pencils. They know mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, has announced what day. I think it's
June 23rd.
June 23rd.
But she's
changed the day because everyone said we're going to crap in the river right
directly into the water.
Yeah. Right before you get in to swim.
I mean, it's already
the old French dip.
They already pee in it, so it's already 80% wee-wee, if you will.
Wee-wee. You know, that's the only French you need to know when you go over there, Josh.
What about Sacre Bleu or whatever?
Sacre Bleu. If you see the mayor of Paris 3 days after her swim wearing like Jackie O sunglasses, you know, pink eye.
Pink eye.
Yeah. That's,
did you ever see the French comedian Pierre Dice Clay?
No, I haven't.
Sacre Bleu, because he needed the money.
Oh!
He was working blue.
Have you ever had pink eye, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
And
awful.
The medicine, the eye drops, it's imagine a thimble.
For?
And it's like $118.
Yeah. And worth it. Mm-hmm. And it works in like a day.
Yeah, it does.
But if you read that, that's 1% of some solution. I was thinking if you had a truck of that stuff, like one of those big gas carrying trucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be worth like $1 billion.
This sounds like the next Ocean movie with George Clooney and.
Yeah, they steal all the pink eye juice. All the
conjunctivitis medicine.
Yeah.
So, in any event, this is an organized group of protesters that intend, they apparently are going to defecate into the Seine protesting the Olympics. I don't know why, because it's causing a traffic jam or something. I don't know. It's making Paris look great. I don't know why they're protesting, but that's what's happening. And we have Pierre Hardon. Pierre.
Yes, I sleep on you.
Bonjour, senor.
Bonjour to you, my friend.
Monsieur, sorry. Mon ami. I don't speak French.
I sleep on your couch. I eat your cheese.
Hola, Pierre.
That is wrong, my friend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bonjour, Pierre.
You speak only French.
No, you sleep with what are you doing now?
I sleep on your couch. I eat your cheese. I kiss your wife. That's what I do.
Pierre.
What else do I do?
He's a rascal.
What else do you
do? Sing?
You
sing? I sing protest songs.
Yes.
Oh, really? And you play the accordion?
Let Pierre speak.
I would love to do it right now.
Boy, all I know, you better come out right out with a lyric or there's going to be trouble.
No long intro.
I am going to protest that, too. I will do a Creedence tribute. Long intro, long intro,
yeah.
Long intro, and away we go.
Yeah. Left a good job of this.
Why don't you wait for me to sing?
Okay.
The money should be spent on Paris, not wasted on the Olympics. So we say, spent on infrastructure, fix the Eiffel Tower, tear down the glass pyramid at the Louvre. Jashi. Dans la Seine, in English, the meaning. is pooping. Pooping in the river. Pooping, everyone sing. Pooping. Feels good. Pooping in the river. There we go. We can fix old buildings and streets. Not clean the river with an expensive pump. Right before the mayor of this gorgeous city takes a dip, we should take a dump. Jashi, down the sun. In English, the meaning is pooping.
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 Pooping in the river. And here, just for Tom, long outro. Long outro. Long outro. And away we go. That was wonderful.
I was so committed.
And of course, thank you.
Jump right into
thank
that.
Thank you, Pierre Hardin.
You're more than welcome.
It always reminds me of Josh, of course, the famous aqua dump.
Yes.
One of the classics. I don't think I could do that.
I don't think I could do that.
You did it. I had to. It was an emergency.
While you were standing, right?
Yeah.
You were in the Ozarks and Lake Ozarks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was standing waist high. And
do you think the fish, I mean, other than the carp, complained?
I don't know. I mean, that's where they crap.
Mm-hmm. But it's not.
But a fish doesn't walk into our living room and take a dump on the floor.
They don't have like a Zeppelin size fish turd to have to deal with.
I think they probably liked it.
Okay.
And speaking of the Olympics.
By the way,
okay.
Don't forget my brothers were casting at me as I was trying to do that.
With sharp hooks? Nothing funnier.
Anything bite?
They hauling a cornfish? I'm sorry, back to you.
Efforts to set up the greenest Olympics ever are being foiled by the athletes themselves.
The heat hat.
Plan to show up in Paris next month with their own air conditioners. You heard your favorite sportscaster. Some see expanding the game's carbon footprint as a necessity in the face of summer temperatures that are supposed to be record-setting during the Olympics. It's too soon to tell whether what the weather will be like in Paris on July 26th, but Europe has been experiencing record-shattering highs last summer, and there's possibly going to be the same thing. International Olympic Committee has vowed that Paris will mark the most sustainable games yet, outlining a multi-pronged plan to halve the game's related carbon footprint compared to previous games.
Such horse ass.
They're making all the teams walk.
Set this up. They have they say the Olympic officials in Paris, they don't need air conditioning because they have a water-based cooling system in the Olympic Village rather than air conditioners.
Now that may work. I had that heating system before. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Radiant heat.
This is also a heating system. It can do both. Depending on what time of year it is.
But doesn't radiant heat work because heat rises? Therefore, the warm floor will heat the room.
Sure.
Won't the cool thing is you have a cold floor.
Yeah, but that might, I don't know.
Is there anything better than a cold bathroom floor when you're you're too drunk and you're vomiting?
Oh, yeah.
Put your face on the tiles.
Just take a little nap down there.
Take a nap down there.
Think about the E. coli entering your face.
That's amazing.
Heat dome is the word I was looking for, not heat hat. Sorry.
Heat hat.
I thought it was.
Countries.
It's kind of like a hat, Josh.
Yeah, sure.
You look at a map of the USA, you see all those red states, mm-hmm. not the political red ones, but red because it's hotter than hell. Mm. You just put that heat hat on.
And I'm also not convinced about this record-shattering stuff.
Yeah, they're speculating on something that may not happen.
When I was a kid.
Write this down.
Yeah, I'll buy the over. Happen. I'll buy the over on the heat.
I think it's
going to be hotter than hell.
Yeah, but it was.
According to the Washington Post, many countries are already planning to use air conditioning window units in the athletes' room because they want to be in peak.
Comfortable.
Physical.
Yeah.
Josh. This green thing is a bunch of BS.
The countries so far planning to bring their own air conditioners for their athletes.
Fine to practice green things, but in this case, you got to have these guys air conditioned.
Yeah, make the athletes.
These men and women.
The United States, the United Kingdom, Denmark, and Italy.
Plus, it's a joke. Oh, yeah, our Indian and Chinese athletes are being green for 2 weeks. Then we're going to go back to our countries where we are the biggest.
Yeah.
We're so guilty of.
Oh, yeah.
These polluting issues.
And I'm sure this committee that wrote like this, like beautiful marketing about being green, I'm sure they're going to have SUVs driving them around the whole time.
Yeah. Yes.
They'll have air conditioned hotels.
Don't worry about it right now.
Yes. Here at the Four Seasons, we turned it up to 70 to feel like the athletes.
The Australian Olympic Committee's decision to install air conditioners in all of their athletes' rooms is strategic for high performance and is meant to help their sleep.
Sure.
Yeah. Alexandra Pali, president of the Greek Olympic Committee, backing it in. For environmental sustainability, told the Washington Post the team was bringing the air conditioning units in response to athletes' wishes.
Yeah.
We want them to be able to get a good night's sleep.
Who said that? Who was the spokesman?
Alexandra Pali.
Alexander Graham Bell?
No. Pauly.
Alexandra. I found the Alexander Graham Bell audio you were looking for.
Oh, good.
The first time you ever answered the phone.
Yeah.
First words I spoke in the original corner.
It's Tom Sedison.
Mary had a type of little and everywhere that Mary went, I would get a visa pass.
That's a... Thomas Edison, sorry.
And oh, by the way, here's the punchline. The Olympic Village's water-based cooling system, that's running tubing in under the floor, will draw water from...
The Seine.
The Seine. That's right.
Well, it won't be able to smell it because of all the smoke from cigarettes.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo, who's woman of the year.
The last time you were in Paris.
Oh, Hidalgo's a good horse. You ever see that movie?
Told Reuters, you're good a sucker horse. For a horse movie.
I am.
Good guitar player.
According to Hidalgo, told Reuters in March, countries looking to bring their own air conditioners should instead trust the science behind the new cooling system.
Yeah, I mean, give it a shot.
There you go.
Maybe it'll be awesome.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, but they can... What if they get there and they trusted the science and
right.
it fails, then they have to go back to get the air conditioner.
Yeah.
And they miss their event and all hell.
You're right. They really need to prove that that those will work.
What are we like here? 67 degrees? 68?
Oh. I'm at 71.
I'm at 70.
71. Yeah. Yeah.
71. Keep my house at 70.
You guys know my thermostat at home is at 69.
Yeah, it is.
69!
Being that funny is a curse. It affects you every day.
Yes. I bet the ladies find that wildly amusing. They see the thermostat, that's me and you later.
Yes.
They love that.
Set the temperature to what we're doing.
That's what I do. They come in, I go, check this thermostat out. Want to make out?
That's what I say. Would that work for you?
Kaboom.
Now, you ever tell her? Most guys go, do you want to go see my etchings or my paintings? Oh, no, yeah.
You ever tell her you say, you know, something I like to when I travel, go to roadside gas stations and eat the tuna salad. So that means you're...
That's right.
There's no way you're any worse than this.
Every now and then I have to say, look, before we get going, I'm a little loose right now. Don't get me too excited. Stupid. It might be a problem.
Nothing takes away romance like explosive diarrhea.
Six. You're going to have to listen to this one, kids.
We're listeners.
Six sisters from Missouri.
Yes.
Have been verified to have the highest combined age of six living siblings.
Oh, they're not nuns.
No.
They're just, okay, they're actual siblings.
The overall sisters range in age from 88 to 101.
Whoa!
Man.
Combining for a total of 571 years and 293 days.
I bet they are funny. Mm. If you just listen to those six sisters talk.
They are just...
I'd love it.
They also have the record for the most boobs hanging below the waist. 12.
12? Yeah.
We're going to go with 12.
You're trying to say there's no... No, there's absolutely no over is what you meant. It's all under.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
The sisters.
Below the waist, you see.
The sisters' names. Ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're classic. Norma, Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Like the Swiss?
Lorraine.
Oh.
Lorraine. Norma, Lorraine, Maxine, Doris, Margaret, and Elma.
Oh.
Wonderful.
You don't hear Elma anymore.
No. You don't hear Lorraine. The siblings have remained close throughout the years, and they meet up each summer to celebrate the three sisters who were born in July.
Okay. Nice. I love them. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know they're funny.
They're just getting mad at each other for things they did in 1972.
I think they're all positive. I don't think they're... They're not mad about anything.
Well, we were growing up with the Depression, and... I was the sixth sister. I got the hand-me-downs. There were so many holes in those panties, I couldn't tell where my legs went. And Elma, my God, she wasn't stain free.
And that's when that
skid mark to hell.
That's when that bitch slept with my husband.
Hey. I bet they just
spied a lot of that. Oh my gosh, go. They got up. Go. They're wearing T-shirts that say "Sister One, Sister Two."
They're the sweetest.
Yeah, the one on the right's kind of hot.
See? I bet they're bawdy.
Only brother. They got a brother.
Wait a minute. That one looks like a guy. Wow, I've heard that happens when you get
the only brother kids. Shirt is so funny.
Yeah.
Also, if he when he's coming to the reunion, just a white guy wearing a shirt that says only brother, he must get a few looks, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
He must get a few guys checking him out.
He could wear that everywhere.
Wow, that's fair.
That's
what
funny.
A sweet picture.
Yes.
Yeah, it
all
is.
Right. Well, that's a nice happy like a world record.
Shirt.
Thank you, Chick McGee.
They're very sweet.
600 years.
This is what you farted for.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy?
Well, this is kind of sports related. A new poll shows more than half of Americans believe they get all the exercise they need without ever going to the gym. According to the survey of 2,000 U.S. adults, just over 50% said they never go to the gym. Nearly all those surveyed, 98%, believe they can get a workout in while taking on everyday tasks like walking around the neighborhood.
Which, sure, that's good, yeah.
Taking the stairs.
That's right. That's what I do. Walk around the neighborhood.
Doing yard work.
Looking for food.
Watching.
Excuse me, do you have any food?
Watching people cut my lawn.
That's right.
Cleaning the house. Walking the dog.
Right.
Bringing groceries into the home.
Oh, well, that's a little bit of a workout.
Sure, yeah, I can eat these Twinkies now. I burned them off carrying the 40 feet from my garage to the kitchen.
And walking the dog is a euphemism, right?
Mm-hmm. Walk the dog.
Walk the old dog.
You know what I mean?
Doing the dishes or laundry. How hard is it to do dishes?
Bop the old baloney.
Yeah, that's not enough extra.
I mean, these are all things you do that just naturally burn calories during the day.
Not
swiping your credit card. These are
breaking down boxes.
Yeah, Starbucks curls.
Honestly, how many boxes a day do you personally break down at your house?
Well, I have a.
You have a guy that does that.
A guy.
No, I've got a mat knife. You know, the razor knife. Where the razor knife.
Box knife.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A box knife.
Box cutter.
Box cutter.
I got one right here.
Exacto.
I tell you what,
I love my box cutter. I
got the kind with this. Like,
sure.
Did they make a switchblade version of this?
No.
I think switchblades are illegal, Tom. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be cool? Like a West Side Story riff has a box cutter that.
Oh, God.
I got one right here.
Yeah, we see it.
I got one in my garage. Yeah. I got one in my desk.
Hey, I call this.
I have one in my carry on.
Right here.
Hey, you never know mid flight when you're going to want to go somewhere else. You know what? I don't feel like going to San Francisco.
Take a look.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.